Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
All right, Cookies, let's do the business. Your team, the Lions, crushed the Bengals 37-24. The score wasn't that close. All I put in my notes is the Lions are Beverly Hills. They're recession-proof. They're just, this is who they are. They're not going to do what other teams do. They're not going to lay down. You want to knock them, they got a little bit lazy late. I don't know. I see it every week. They're up 28-3. Who gives a shit? The two things that concern me are the following. It's clear you got a bad secondary. DJ Reed is going to be missed. You need him back. Terrian was up to his penalties again. Cost you a safety early. You got it back later. The other thing would be, look, this Taylor Decker situation. I'm actually quite okay. They didn't play him, but Goff got knocked around today, and it's clear you need him. Manu's not ready. Those would be my only two things. I'm not going crazy about anything else. Professional business trip, and they do what really good teams do. The Bengals are not an NFL football team, so I don't know what to tell you.
28-3, the game was over. I don't care that Cincy made it look a little nicer. Detroit still covered the spread, still won by double digits. They disco people every week, and that's not supposed to happen. You're not supposed to beat everybody by double digits every single week, but they did it last year to the tune of 15 wins. They're winning by more points per game this year than even last year, and there's not much to say about the game itself today. I did have the note about Taylor Decker, too, because this is going to be a season-long thing. You know, they've said they need to manage him. They need to get him to where he needs to be at the end of the year. And this was an easy call to sit him. And there may be a couple more down the stretch if they take care of their business in the first half of the season.
Yeah, and look, I think it's something, too, is like the average fan, we even are guilty of it, too, sometimes. They're men. They're not machines. And if people really knew how many of these guys need to be managed to survive a season, it's like at the end of the year. You know what you don't hear about? The three surgical procedures your favorite player had to have done so they could be upright for OTAs. So it just, they're going to need to manage it. I think the biggest benefit the Lions have had is they have largely avoided significant offensive line injuries now for going on, 3 years? Like Penei Sewell's there every week. Ragnow, even now when he retired, right? But pre-retirement, Ragnow, he would play hurt. Hey, I tore my pec, duct tape it, I'm playing. You know, like other teams we're seeing. You talked about Minnesota earlier, losing some linemen. Look, the Lions didn't have Decker today, and it did. It looked a little different. But overall, they've just, if they keep that front healthy, they're a monolith, man. They really are. I mean, I still have concerns on defense because as bad as that Bengal O-line is, it's not like you ravaged Jake Browning. Would you get 2 sacks today? Now, you shut down the running game, but I mean, remember, worst team in the league running the football outside of Cincinnati averages 82 a game. The Bengals committed a robust 40 yards a game. I mean, there's bad, and then you take a ladder down to Bengal land.
Okay, so you mentioned the secondary. Terrion Arnold, he had another couple penalties in the game, right? He had one that took away a safety, would have been another sack. I thought Aiden was all over the place today, and as he should have been.
Yeah, I think so. Jesus.
Yeah. But Terrion Arnold, there's still the issues
he's
there.
Handsy. That's his problem. Yeah. Like, it's not that I think he's a bad player, but some guys, like here, let me throw a name. You know who he reminds me of a little bit is Trey Waynes. Remember the corner from State?
MSU.
Got drafted top 15 by the Vikings. And then he went to the Bengals. He never translated to the pro game because he couldn't or wouldn't stop doing what he did on Saturdays. He was physical, handsy, grabby, whatever you want to call. Terrion's the same thing. I wish they'd let Terrion play a little bit more.
Well, some of this is like, okay, the Lions want to play man. They're going to put him in man. They're going to enable him to use his size. And now he's getting a bit of a reputation where I think the officials know to look for it. So it kind of spirals. The other guy I wanted to shout out, and he got burned by Ja'Marr Chase, so it kind of ruins the spotlight.
Uh-oh.
Man, I love Amik Robertson, and I hated that he got burned on that double move for a big touchdown.
Like
the first pick of the game, he's one-on-one with Chase. Last year for the division, he was one-on-one with Jefferson. I think he's one of the most underrated corners in football because he plays the slot, he plays the outside.
Versatile, tough, and what a lot of guys aren't, he's a willing tackler.
Yep.
So many of these corners do not want to come up and tackle. And with the game being an RPO game now and a lot of stuff at the line of scrimmage, you need your corners to support and to go out and be physical. Yeah, Amik is undersized, but he's a little pit bull. Mm-hmm. He fits the culture here, right? He fits what the Lions are.
Right. He had the moment after they beat the Vikings, and comes from dirt. You can't bury what comes from dirt. Very like,
all
you
know, right. Let's
you know, but that's the culture, right? So, and it's not fake or phony. It's authentic to who he is. And he's going to be counted on maybe a lot because you're right. DJ Reed's on IR. So for the next month or so, Amik is going to have to be their number one corner.
All right, Evan, let's get a word from our sponsors, if you're so kind, and we'll get to our question of the week.
All right, elevate your tailgating this coming football season. Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Best game days start with a brand new 26 Silverado crew cab 4x4. You can lease one for $349 a month, 24 months, only $999 down. And the entire team at Moran, they make the process simple. It's what it's supposed to be, stress-free. Go to moranexpress.com, get all your certified service. You get the free loaner vehicle as well when you schedule. It's super easy. MoranExpress.com or stop by. It's on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body? Exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.